The African Film Festival is in its last week, and tonight there's a special treat. A Seattle film director, Sandy Siafi, is here to present her work Sweet Crude, a documentary that's very newsworthy. Sweet Crude is a story of Nigeria's Niger River Delta, where 20% of the oil used in the U.S. is produced. Foreign oil companies have extracted oil from the region for 50 years. And that, the film shows, has polluted the environment. Locals trying to fish in dirty water catch nothing, and their drinking water is a muddy brown. Siafi, who chatted with us this morning at her hotel in Portland, says the oil production has taken a huge human toll.
In the time that oil has been pulled out of the ground in Nigeria, the life expectancy has gone from 64 years old on average to 43 in just 50 years. One in five children in Nigeria does not make it to the age of five. It's a place that has rampant skin disease, malaria, typhoid. Now, those things exist in Africa in general, but what is important to understand is that when you're there and you physically see the effects of the dredging and you see the level of oil spillage, that oil companies just don't have to clean up because no one's looking. When you see the gas flaring and you come to understand that when you flare natural gas, a percentage of it doesn't burn off. It actually sinks to the ground, and then it goes through the cycle into the clouds, and it becomes acid rain. I've seen things where a metal roof that was brand new in November of 2005 was melted away to holes a year later. And I saw that with my own eyes. And when you imagine that that's happening to metal, and you think about what's happening to humans, it's staggering.
The staggering effects of the oil extraction has boiled over into anger, spurring groups of locals to stage protests and a worldwide boycott of Shell Oil in 1995. That ended with the hanging of nine Nigerian activists, including the writer Ken Sarawiwa. There have been other nonviolent protests since, but in 2003, Siafi says, the angry young men in the Niger Delta turned to guns.
There are a ton of guns in the Niger Delta, which oil companies and the Nigerian military are largely to blame for. They were arming tribes against each other to keep them from working together in their own interests. Now all these young men are carrying guns and they're beginning to kidnap oil workers to get attention for what they see as their rightful cause.
We should be given the right to control our resources, because resource control is our right. We are not begging, it's not a privilege. It's our right to control our resources.
These young men are saying to Americans and Europeans, you're building your wealth on the backs of our people, and we not only have nothing to show for it, you've also decimated what was our traditional way of livelihood.
The militants, who killed a dozen people in January, have affected livelihoods in the West. The violence in the Delta has forced oil companies there to cut back production by a quarter. That's according to a story on the Bloomberg News Service. Siafi says it's gotten so bad that the oil companies are talking about holding talks with the militants. Trying to make a documentary in something of a guerrilla war zone is not easy, though she says the militants have never attacked civilians. Still, she says, getting around in Nigeria and just daily life are difficult.
It's hard to get in and out safely. You really have to have relationships with people on the ground. There was no running water, no electricity, so I had to have a hand crank 16mm camera at times so that when my batteries weren't powered enough off either the generator we could borrow here and there or the solar rolls we brought. And it's just physically brutal. It's on the equator. You're jumping on and off boats and sleeping on the floor and you're trying to stay on top of the food chain. There's rats on top of you. But you know what? I want to be careful to say this. There's nothing like the privilege that we have. And for me to be uncomfortable for a little while I'm experiencing people whose lives have been absolutely destroyed, my discomfort for a minute is just fine.
In the comfort of Portland, she'll be presenting her film tonight at Portland Community College. The movie is a work in progress. She still has much more work to do on it. But even unfinished, the story tells a surprising tale that's not headline news here in the Northwest. But Siafi says this story about one village, Oporosa, in Nigeria, carries a message that we should all pay attention to.
Oparosa is emblematic of exactly what we all have to face right now at this moment in time. We need a combination of the Good Friday Peace Agreement from Northern Ireland, the Marshall Plan after World War II, in concert with an understanding that we have a lot of people of color in countries that were marginalized who are now going to suffer from the consequences of being passed peak oil. And while we're all getting green and savvy about leaving behind our dependence on foreign oil, we can't leave those people behind. We built our wealth on the backs of those people. We have a responsibility. They didn't all just die. It's our responsibility to deal with places like Oparosa. So to me, Oparosa could be Portland. It is the future for us to give those people a chance.
Siafi's movie, Sweet Crude, will be shown at 7:30 on PCC's Cascade campus in North Portland. The screening is free, and it'll be followed by a discussion. For details, check out this website, africanfilmfestival.org.